father of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. You've seen him plenty. Bomani Jones from ESPN joining us right now. He also got the podcast The Right Time, and he's got an HBO show as well. Bomani, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, my bad. I got caught on mute. What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, Bomani? Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Tell us about the HBO show.
Oh, man, Game Theory. We did season one here in early 2022. We've got season two coming up at a date to be announced. Not too long, but we are just trying to throw a bunch of stuff out there and talk about sports, honestly, in a way that nobody has really pulled off on television. So we got a little comedy. We got a little depth. We had a quick little cameo appearance from Lance Zierlein on episode 6. You may not even know that.
It came to my attention. You're about to be famous. I'm like, that was nothing. That was nothing.
NFL Network
and
guy.
I got what you. Yeah, me, Bucky, bro. They actually took y'all had to go get the digital. That wasn't even NFL Network. That was like NFL Now, the digital side video.
You know what was so funny about it was that when we ran it, I was looking at it and I was like, because you know you and I talk a lot,
right?
But we don't look at each other a lot, right? And I was like, you know, I think that's Lance. I hope there's no misunderstanding on this one. And then when we got to the end where the dude was like, he looks like a raven. And you're like, yo, so he's got like a pointy beak. I was like, oh, yeah, Lance knows that that's funny.
No, that's what it's funny. Somebody came. So Bomani was talking about the draft stuff and, you know, draft guys talking about prospects and none of that stuff. After being in this thing, I've got thick skin. But I also understand there's a lot of people that think the way that you think. But there's also, and you guys will have to go watch Game Theory to see. But I didn't take it as any other way than what it was meant, and I did think it was funny. So I got it completely. But like there were some guys that, ooh, you go. I said, man, I'm boys with Bomani. Shut up. This is
no.
This
joke
is like literally
not you.
Nothing.
Yeah, the joke wasn't you. The joke is that y'all got all that airtime to fill.
Yeah.
Like, when you have all that time to fill, we're going to be talking about all kinds of guys.
Let me follow up then. Do you think, because there's all of us in the space, right, whether it's – now, football's the biggest one, like draft guys. And I will admit the space is filling up with a lot of guys who, frankly, I think don't know what they're talking about. And I'm not talking about at ESPN or NFL Network right. Or all that. But because the internet's such a big place, there are people who can create their own – you know, quote unquote businesses and companies, which is fine. I hustled. I came up the same way. But there's a lot of people who just are followers and talkers and they create these narratives and push these narratives around. And I don't always know that it's the best thing. Imagine that. Amplification on social media is not always the best thing.
Yeah, no, I think the thing for me with the draft is I think there's all the evaluation that's done, I think, is valuable, right? Like, it's not like you don't need to find out if these good guys are good at stuff or not. Like, I actually have come to defend a lot of the draft people on certain things, like the hand size thing that becomes a joke all the time. And it's like, yo, it's not going to determine if you're great, but it is a tiebreaker. You know, like, I think yeah. that a lot of that stuff, people like to think they're smarter than the people who actually do this stuff for a living. I just don't like the idea that you make people go to a team that they didn't ask to go to. But it's not as though there is no value in figuring out, hey, these guys who trade on their bodies, you might want to find out what their bodies
are. That's yeah. Bomani Jones with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you make of the Nick Saban-Jimbo Fisher feud?
Oh, man. I couldn't enjoy anything in this world more. On one hand, a guy, Nick Saban, who is at the most probation of school, basically, it's like Alabama and SMU. Are basically the two we've been on probation more than anybody else because we want it that bad, right? Trying to be like, hey, other people aren't doing it the right way. On the other side is Jimbo Fisher, who really expects me, person from Houston who went to a high school that was maroon and white and the Aggie wore him was our school song. You expect me to believe anybody that plays football going to College Station for free? Because I wouldn't go to College Station for free. Like, both of them are up there, and all of us are looking at them like, oh, come on, man, we know what it is. But I think what it really comes down to, and I hadn't really thought about in the last 15 years, it's personal with those two, I think, probably going back to when Saban left LSU.
Well, you know, I wonder this too, Bomani. This is what was shocking to me. To throw out the stuff that Nick Saban did, even if he feels that way, which he clearly does feel that way, And some people have pointed out that was also probably a message he was sending to donors, that it's time to kick in a little more. I don't doubt that. I think that's 100% accurate. But it is crazy that we live in a time where guys like Travis Johnson, former, you know, players who were recruited by Nick Saban, they're going to start taking their shots. And their shots are going to get picked up by social media, and it's going to go viral, and they're going to be picked up by media outlets. And Jimbo Fisher's basically tell you, if you want to find out where the bodies are buried, why don't you just go talk to anyone who's ever coached for them? Like, Jimbo's laying it out for people to go, you know, run out and dig up some dirt on Nick. So it was kind of crazy that Nick exposed himself that way.
Yeah, and what I thought was surprising to me was Saban made the mistake. Like, I always joke about this in the NBA, where these dudes like Andrew Bogut or whatever, Tony Parker's gotten in trouble for this. But you go back to the old country, and you think that, like, we can't hear what you say on the news over there, and then all of a sudden it turns into a thing where somebody can translate it or whatever. And these guys get in these booster rooms, like Lane Kiffin when he was at Tennessee. Like, a lot of the explosive stuff he said there was in these rooms and trying to get people money. And so you would think somebody is calculating to save it. No, once you say that there, it's going to get out to the world. The same thing happened with Jimbo last year. We said they were going to kick Alabama's ass. Remember that? Like, that goes in the same place. So I couldn't believe that he really thought that what he was doing was just stay in that room.
Right. Hey, that happened to Carlos Correa this offseason. He was doing a Spanish-speaking podcast, and he was talking about Derek Jeter not deserving any gold gloves. And all of a sudden, man, the Yankee fans hate you now, so you ain't going to the Yankees, buddy.
He was right. Let's not get past that part. He was, in fact, correct.
Well, but you can't say it out loud. And you know what? Nick Saban might have been right, but you can't say it out loud. That's all there is to it.
Well, the thing that got me with him that I think is interesting is that he seems to be the only one of these guys that really looks at Deion as a threat. Because I'm like, look, man, if Deion got one, just let that slide, baby. They're not about to have, like, a top 15 recruiting class anytime soon at Jackson State. It's just impossible. That one, if I were him, I would have let ride, because that's the one that looks bad, right? Like, that's the one that makes you look like you're
pushing down. Jackson State? That's crazy.
Right. I could see him going after Jimbo because Jimbo beat him, and now all of a sudden he's a threat. Deion ain't no, and they do those duck commercials together.
Yes. Well, this is why I thought he should have left Jimbo alone. They probably gonna go 8-4 again. But that's the thing that gets to me to be interesting about the SEC, and I think that this gets lost, is that if you go through and look at those recruiting rankings, if you've got like the number 25 recruiting class in America, you might have like the 8th best recruiting class in the SEC. Which is to say that just because Jimbo has all those players, you got to do something with them. And the biggest problem with Jimbo Fisher is that he makes life really hard on his quarterbacks. I am convinced that the reason all his bum quarterbacks have been drafted as highly as they were is NFL people must be looking at the film and being like, oh, man, we can do something with this because this guy ain't doing nothing with it. Like, that's the only reasonable explanation for me, is that he does that really hard system for quarterbacks to run. And so my guess is they're going to come out here and go 8-4, 9-3 again, because that's what Texas A&M has basically done every year since I was 16.
Bomani Jones joins us right now.
It's kind of true.
Yeah, I mean, it has been. And we keep waiting for A&M to turn. Even when they had the great year, the first year in the SEC, they really didn't ride that with the same momentum that I expected with Johnny Manziel being in there. Would you want to, speaking of that, just right off the cuff, how good would a Johnny Manziel documentary be? If people had really been capturing all the video, and there's probably stuff on cell phones that Johnny and his boys were shooting back then on Apple phones or whatever. But do you think a Johnny Manziel documentary would be good? Like, maybe just a 30 for 30, your old spot at ESPN. By the way, are you still at ESPN?
I am still there.
So you still got ESPN money, HBO money. You got your own thing with the... See, when I grow up, I want to be Bomani Jones.
No, no question.
no question. But how about like a 30 for 30 doc on just Johnny Manziel? Because I would think that would be one of the wildest documentaries that you could see.
I would love to watch it. And for me, the theme would be, what if your whole life changed in one half of football? Because everything we're talking about with him is a result of the first half of the 2012 game against Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And I throw this out about Manziel. Let's say that Alabama had played LSU that year, the week before they played them. Because if people remember, Alabama and LSU played a slugfest at Death Valley. And then the next week they played Texas A&M. In the first half, A&M just walked down the field on them. In the second half, Alabama came back, but then A&M held on. If they are more rested going in that game, Alabama beats Texas A&M, and the legend of Manziel never happens. But it did happen, and then the part that I think nobody really talked about, few players have ever been exploited by their schools the way Manziel was the second it all turned up. They had been waiting their whole lives for that guy. And he turned into instant phenomenon, basically stopped being a student, basically stopped being a college football player at that point. And then his whole life went into this crazy, bizarre spiral when the reality is he was always probably about a third-round pick. But he had this one great day, and his whole life changed.
Yeah, I have no question about it. Bomani Jones with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bomani, tell us once again, the HBO show, I was just watching it. It looks like what's his name that does Last Week on HBO?
Oh, John Oliver.
Yeah, John. Does it like? Is it a John Oliver type show?
Yeah, it's kind of laid out like that.
Yeah.
It's a little different than Oliver in the sense that I'm not trying to teach y'all nothing, right? Like, Oliver does these kind of explainers that are really thorough and go through it. And what we're doing is, it's like if you were coming in to do your radio show, and it's like, okay, this is my take on this thing, except now I've got an army to help build this take into all these different things. So it's like, hey, you got a field piece or a comedy sketch that we can throw in that? Oh, okay, well, hey, let's go to the research team. Hey, what can you guys come up with? But it all starts with I've got this take on whatever it is that we're discussing. And then, I mean, we just got a real strong team of people that's behind me, and I've never had anybody that could help me in this way. Like, this is the first time I feel like a show I've done has not been limited by my brain. Like, I got other people in here to be like, well, what if we add this? What if we add that? And it's the most fun I've ever had doing anything.
Yeah. Game Theory?
Game Theory
it is. Yes, sir.
Game Theory. It's on HBO, and the second season's coming up. Neat stuff.
Yeah, congratulations, Bomani.
Yeah, Bomani, that's great stuff.
It's funny. Bomani came to my attention. I kept hearing his name. You know, one of the good things about social media is that, and Bomani, trust me, you already know there's plenty of people that hate Bomani.
Why?
And there's plenty of people that love Bomani.
Why could you? Why
because
would you hate
Bomani is polarizing for people for whatever reason. Bomani, I'm not telling him something he doesn't know.
No.
I'm not telling Bomani something he doesn't know. That's the space. That's what Twitter does also. It creates that opportunity for you. You don't have a problem with it, though, do you? Bomani, in terms of being a polarizing figure, I think the quicker you embrace it and understand it, the quicker you use it to your advantage.
And the quicker you realize it ain't personal. Like, it ain't really got nothing to do with me. Like, right. None of these people who have these problems with me, like, actually know me, you know? And also, I admit that I could be an antagonist at different points. Like, Laz was one of the first people to hit me and be like, hey, I'm just saying, I watched this, and I'm just not sure that this is a thing that's going to make you happy. Like, just give it some thought. And you were right, like, to be perfectly honest, because it wasn't like those people were offending me or, like, hurting my feelings, but I was like, yo, I'm really out here just destroying people all the time, and that's not a net positive.
That's Bomani Jones. How long you been at ESPN? No?
Oh, wow. Full-time for 9 years, but I have basically worked there in some capacity for the better part of the last 18 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm, you've been in the public consciousness a long time.
Yeah,
now.
It's been a while.
Long time now.
It's
That's great stuff. Congratulations on all your success, Bomani. We really
Former
appreciate
Texas
you being
Aggie,
here.
Former Texas Aggie, Bomani Jones.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let me tell you something. We went for a visit to College Station when I was in high school. And I'll never forget it. Somebody, like I said, I went to high school in Walla, man. I'm well deep in the country. I got out there and was like, oh, my God, this is the country times a million. No, I want to go home.
That's Bomani Jones right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bomani, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, all right, man. You guys be good.
All right. That's Bomani Jones right here. Let's get back to the Jimbo. And we had a bunch of calls on that we had to take off the air. We're giving away. Oh, okay, let's do it again now.
Did we have a bunch of calls, or did we just give away? Did they call?
No,
that
was for the giveaway, but we still had more calls that people wanted to get in.
Daryl Morey, I think, at 8:30 still.
You do?
I think.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see.
All right, we'll see if that happens here. That would be nice if he joins us at 8:30, and then we had something else as well. No, Daryl Morey at 8:30. Hopefully that's going to happen. I'll tell you what, at 8:30 exactly, you call in, and we've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Space Cowboys, and we're giving away once per hour here at 8:30 exactly, 713-780-3776. We had a bunch of calls for the last 4-pack. You got a winner. You got their name. Okay. So we're going to do it again at 8:30. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Space Cowboys game tonight. It's tonight. If you can't go tonight, don't call. If you want to go, you want a 4-pack of tickets. It's a beautiful field. It's a wonderful experience. You're going to see Pedro Leon, who is on fire and just awesome. Who knows who's we'll find out who's pitching tonight. See if you're seeing Hunter Brown. That would be awesome. But if you're looking for future Astros tonight, you got it. We'll do it at 8:30, 713-780-3776, caller number 4. In the meantime, what about QC Kinetics?
QC Kinetics is making a huge, huge difference with for people who have issues with chronic pain. And I got to tell you something now. QC Kinetics, a big, big deal for them is that they want you to get back to being able to do whatever it is that you were able to do at one point. And that could be tennis, that could be golf, but I can tell you QC Kinetics is the place where you go when it's time for you to get back to being the real you. And that means getting biological therapies, all natural biological therapies that help regenerate and regrow tissue. This is a big, big deal. You know, it's something I've known about for years in the athletic space, but now it's available to just you and I. And my wife is going to start going in and getting the treatments over there with QC Kinetics. And I can't wait, because with QC Kinetics, you actually have a chance to come back from some of those injuries and the chronic pain. She's got bone-on-bone knee condition. We're talking about regrowing tissue, not steroid shots that reduce inflammation and then mask the pain because it pops back up, and not surgeries, not a bunch of downtime. No surgeries, no downtime, no shots, no steroids. This is all natural biological therapies that are really working for people just like you and me and have worked in the athletic space for a long, long time. Call them today. Set up your free consultation, 713-913-5285. Get back to where you were. Don't just give in to the pain. 713-913-5285. 5285. That's the experts over at QC Kinetics.
ESPN 97.5.